I'm Martin Tebow, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. William Henry Jackson's 1881 photograph, Marshall Pass West Side, depicts a landscape in transition. Most of the image is filled with mountain and forest, but in the lower right corner lay trees that have been cut down. A powerful train bisects the image, billowing smoke as it chugs into the foreground. Progress, it seems, has come to the wilderness. Jackson was a pioneer of landscape photography in the 19th century. He traveled with geological expeditions sponsored by the federal government and made photographs for railroad companies as they laid tracks to traverse the continent. Jackson's photograph is a view of the new railroad line that linked Denver with Salt Lake City. Marshall Pass is a beautiful but remote and steep part of the Rocky Mountains, and building a railroad there was quite difficult. Making photographs there wasn't easy at the time either. Jackson used the wet plate collodion process, which required him to haul around dangerous chemicals and heavy cameras, and prepare and develop glass negatives on site. Jackson excelled at this arduous work, and his photographs not only charted the settlements of then remote parts of the United States, but also inspired preservation efforts, including the establishment of Yellowstone National Park.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Emma Manches for their research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.